Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, I've got Lauren Callboys today. Oh my God, this virus just that is hitting America will not go away. A lot of people have it, but we'll just think of it not as a virus today, but it's just damn sexy low voice. I feel like Eartha Kitt. Timbuktu. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the room. And ready to listen to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And this week it'll be 65th anniversary of Singing in the Rain. Want to check that out. Because you're singing in the rain. However, when I sound, it sounds like Satan. I'm singing in the rain. Or Catherine Hepburn, I'm singing in the rain. Anyway, how should we start? I don't today, you know, I don't know. I always like wondering, you know, how to set the tone for the day. But it's nice outside and... Let's start with the Apple Sisters, shall we? Because I like the Apple Sisters. There we go. Let's go, Apple.
Kill her, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing actual fishnets.
I love fishnets.
Yeah, for fishing.
Wait, actual fishnets?
There's a trout stuck in them. Can you get it out?
Kill her, Daddy. Make me a star. Murdering Papa, take me far.
Yes, I will.
Daddy, Father, make them say that we're gonna be stars today.
Yeah.
Kill a Daddy, make me a star. Kill a Daddy, make me a star. I'm ill on my audition, or you'll be riddled with ammunition. Daddy's got money. If you don't laugh, he'll make me funny. I'll go in and get the part, or he'll tear up your beating heart.
I'll eat your hot for breakfast.
Kill it, Daddy, make me a star.
Yeah.
Kill it, Daddy, make me a star.
Oh, I will.
I'll play them with my charisma, or Dad'll put bullets in ya.
Things that would support the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Oh, Terracotta, I'm home. Oh, darling, I thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my Terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students' birthdays, and she brought some... passion fruit, Terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, dear? I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Karp.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Terracotta. I'm Carl's young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Karp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Karp, I have some Fosoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin,
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Karp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought her a girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Karp, Terracotta.
Honey, it's over your phone.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit bulls, please.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
So,
you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant deduction.
Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry Coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music! The music is going over and over again! Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't drink the cherry Coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser...
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
Which is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why? Why me? Why?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
It's true, Terracotta. Karp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hair dryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hair dryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair, Terracotta. Oh. Maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's... go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
It'll only take moments
now. Miss Mama.
It'll be you and I without Terracotta.
We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No. 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 Why should I dry my hair? No. Why?
Your hair is wet. That's why you should dry it.
Your hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down. It's...
That was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Karp. For Rudolph the pit bull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers. Was his. They were kissing on the floor.
Well, I read your point of view could harass, vanquish minds till they thought it was truth. And then humming with war machines positioning to take control of ancient trade routes for spices, now oil, but they say it's for your soul. Even the worst of men crave love at their convoluted core. Feed the love and start the war. Cause I believe that beauty will find its way. Let's shine. Well, I believe that love is the will of
the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. and then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing, credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note, credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron, credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing, a thing, a thing.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or, get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about three telephone operators.
Hello? How can I direct your call?
Who overhear the murder of a cat burglar.
Just rearrange everything. Needs to pull harder on the heartstrings. Who wants to root for a murdered burglar? Add more drama.
How about three telephone murderers who operate on the cat?
That's a great idea by me. Everything I asked for. And it's all wrong! Needs more cat!
More cat?
More cat! Right meow!
How about three telephone cats who own a murderer?
Oh, sounds great. Let's break a leg.
Meow, meow, meow.
Thanks.
Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. It's going to be singing in the rain. Oh, my voice. Sorry, I don't have a good voice today. Just get through the show. Okay. Let's see. How is this for fun? CDs are available on CD Baby. Also, don't forget to listen to the George Bentner Show, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Just go to your internet, Tune In Radio right here in Miramar. That's what you go to, Tune In Radio right here in Miramar. And you can also follow him on his Facebook page. Love that, George. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Oh, how are we doing for time here? Okay. Gotta figure it out. A little Sose, the Elemental Witch, from the Danger Singer.
Yeah. Yeah. I put a little stupid video on the internet. Nobody get it all, so I began to get upset. But suddenly my counter started climbing way up high. When I broke a million hits, that was the day I'd cry. I made sure to put some links so they could purchase stuff. People were skeptical at first until they heard enough to realize that I don't just theorize, I speak from the heart. Telling stories about the knowledge that I need to impart. Because I have been through a lot of extensive travel. From free and open deserts to the plots of expensive travel. And nothing's what it seems. Grown ups and children all think alike. Everybody needs some love so they can have a peaceful night. When I started this, my motives were noble. I wanted to find a kindred spirit who wasn't overly hopeful. It's just that everybody's pointing when I'm out on the stroll. My popularity's exploded, now it's out of control. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. See my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beats. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming at me. I wanna host on the internet anonymously. For a college degree, see my songs on repeat. All in the streets, follow the beat. Don't say we want to sign you for $1 billion. Oh my God! We're gonna put you up on TV and movies, on billboards. You're gonna be famous. I can't believe this is happening. When I saw your internet video, I said to myself, that was the best toilet humor I've ever seen. This kid is a genius who's got what it takes. Here's a ticket to Hollywood. See you next week. You won't need to worry about that once you're rich. So, what will I be doing once I get there? I'll let you know. Do I get to choose what roles I want? Trust me, I'll be taking care of that. I know what's best for you. Can I have
repeat. All of the streets follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat. All of the streets follow the beat. Now everywhere I go, I'm followed by a camera crew. I think I'm living in the magic land of Xanadu. I get $1,000 just to say I like some soda. It's like I'm chilling in Iraq and I'm the Ayatollah. I check the message board to see what people think of me. I love my Jose fans who lavish praise obediently. But there are many trolls who tell me that I'm stuck in life. Those awful haters make me sad and keep me up at night. I gotta wake up, I've got many tests and papers due. It's gonna be a struggle for me just to make it through. Or maybe I should ditch my classes and fly out to LA. I'll be a college dropout sitting on a mountain of pay. But a degree has many fantastic features. It means I care about myself and not just fans in the bleachers. The party life is everlasting and gets out of minutes. I wanna make the money but without responsibility. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat.
Oh, check him out. All right. Well, we're winding down our show. Don't forget, tune in to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And George Bettinger at the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Always a fun show with George. And you can go to his Facebook page as well to Betty Jo's page. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. You can buy the whole CD or just download one. Support the arts by supporting the arts, literally. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. All right. Everybody have a good day.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Yeah!
Thank you all. Always fun. Oh, stop it. Oh, don't. No, you don't have to. Oh, well, go ahead. It's all right. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.